These are the security stories from Daily Tech Headlines for the week ending on February 18th, 2022. A new proposal released by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission sets out cybersecurity rules for investment funds. Under the proposal, funds and registered investment advisors would have to create written policies for handling cybersecurity incidents, as well as required to report significant incidents like data breaches to investors and regulators within 48 hours. Crowdfunding website GiveSendGo, utilized by the illegal Canadian blockades after their GoFundMe was refunded, was taken offline after being hacked and redirected to domain givesendgone.wtf. The redirect showed a video loop from Disney's Frozen and text criticism linking it to the American events of January 6th. An Amazon S3 bucket was insecurely set up and leaked gigabytes of data, including photos and passport scans. A copy of hacked data examined by The Verge listed approximately 93,000 entries with names, emails, zip codes, and country of origin. Leaked emails include some from .gov addresses, the TSA, Department of Justice, Bureau of Prisons, and NASA. Days after a joint warning issued by the U.S. Secret Service and FBI, note that the Blackbyte ransomware group compromised entities in at least three U.S. critical infrastructure sectors. The group attacked servers belonging to the San Francisco 49ers football team. Team representatives said investigators are assessing the breach and believe it to be limited to our corporate IT network. Blackbyte is a ransomware as a service operator and allows access to affiliates in exchange for a percentage of proceeds. And finally, CISA, the FBI, and NSA issued a joint alert saying that between January 2020 and February 2022, Russian state-sponsored cyber actors regularly targeted cleared U.S. defense contractors and subcontractors, in some cases obtaining sensitive, unclassified information, as well as CDC proprietary and export-controlled technology. Data obtained would give insight into U.S. weapons platform development, communications infrastructure, and IT. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.